Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Hello, Soul Connector. Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Today's episode is about uncovering the meaning of your life. Dun, dun, dun. My name is Claudia Sam, and I'm your Soul Connection coach. I support driven, ambitious happiness seekers who feel lost on their path to purpose, who feel like they are here for a bigger reason, and they're needing clarity of how to get there and what to do to be that most fulfilled version of themselves. So I created the Tune In Method, and I guide my clients to find that clarity of their path to purpose. And today, the episode is about the reminder that your purpose is already within you. It's not like, okay, Claudia Sam will tell me the recipe to find my purpose. It's kind of not 100% like this, because all you need to do is listen within yourself as your purpose is revealed to you, instead of figuring it out from the head. You can figure out your purpose, your mission, your goals from the head a little bit so that it drives you forward until your purpose is revealed to you. Yeah, real thing. I'm going to share what my purpose is and how it was revealed to me and ways that you can also uncover those reasons why you're here, that deeper meaning. We are going to talk about how you can get into it, how you can listen to it. We are going to address whether personality influences what a mission and purpose is. We will also we'll meditate together so that you can get out of your head and into your heart. Again, I'll share what my purpose is and how it was revealed to me. And you will also learn how you can uncover your purpose. Does that sound cool? I'm excited. If you're watching the video, we are going to look at the five layers of the self. The five layers of the self are my ways of describing the five koshas, the five bodies of a being that comes from the yogic tradition. Because what's really important for me, and when we talk about purpose, is to understand that you are not just your body. You are not just the identity of, this is my mission in life. This is the work I'm here to do. That only addresses a portion, like the first top two layers of the self, whereas we have five. So when we talk about personality, I actually looked this up. Personality in the dictionary means it's a combination of characteristics or qualities that form an individual's distinctive character. And the character in the dictionary is the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. So the character is the mental mind part of who someone is, which fits into the personality, which to me, I also see that as it fits into the body category. If you're listening to this and you are not seeing the video, imagine five triangles, one on top of the other. There's a small triangle at the top and a really big one at the bottom. So they kind of pile onto each other. The first layer is the body, the one you touch, the one you can see, right? Oh, you look at what that person has to show for themselves. That's the body layer, the food body in the koshas, in the yogic tradition, where it's all about what you ingest also in your body. The second layer is the mind, that mental activity, the should have, could have, but also any mind, anything in the mind that helps us be creative. The character and personalities of who we are, they take into account these two layers. And then the third layer is, I call it the emotions layer, because so often we discount how important our emotions are and how they help us navigate how we feel and how we can move forward, how we can set boundaries, how we can make decisions for ourselves. So layer one is the body, the small triangle. The second triangle is mind. Third triangle underneath all of the two that I just mentioned is emotions. And then when we get to, I was just mentioning the personality and character so that you understand that they only take into account the top triangles of the five layers of the self, whereas the mission and purpose are on the fifth, or on the fourth and fifth layers of the self. So I said body, mind, emotions, and then energy. So the energy of your actions, the energy of your thoughts, the energy of what you say, but the energy that emanates from who you are and the energy that is everything around us, the energy, your aura, almost what you emanate and what you receive. And the fifth layer is the soul. The fifth layer is the soul. So the mission, the purpose, is, as the dictionary says, the mission is a strongly felt aim, ambition, or calling. And a purpose is a person's sense of resolve or determination. And so if I keep it really just word focused here, there's a difference between a calling and a purpose, and an aim or an ambition. Because the aim and ambition are words that are linked to the ego mind, what the mind wants, what the agenda is of the ego for its benefit. Whereas a calling and a purpose is something that you incarnated into, something that was carried over from past lives until now from your soul. Your mind has nothing to do with the calling or purpose. I'm going to say that again. Your mind has nothing to do with the calling or purpose that you are here to carry out. Dr. Wayne Dyer said, when we make a commitment to living a life based on experiencing meaning and feeling purposeful rather than never-ending demands and false promises that are the trademark of the ego's agenda, we are living on purpose. So knowing your purpose or your calling can be really useful, so that you can feel a sense of belonging in this world, so that you can feel better about making decisions in your day-to-day, because from that point, you can actually choose in alignment with what your purpose is. You can start to live from the layer of the soul instead of just living from the mind and body, those two first layers of the self. And a purpose doesn't have to be about work. It doesn't have to be a work-fulfilling purpose, because again, if we look at the five layers of the self and how the purpose is soul-driven and energy-based, then the underlying goal of life is to be that soul. I believe, this is my belief, that we all share one purpose, and it's to act from that place called love, a capital L, love. Some can fulfill their mission through work. I feel like what I want to say is that there's many ways to fulfill a purpose, and it's not just work driven. It can also be from healing past wounds. It can be about uplifting and supporting a community. It can be about being part of humanity in an authentic way. It can be about getting out of the head and into the heart. It can be about healing past wounds and growing into a purpose-driven human being. It can be about getting out of the doing and the go, go, go thought patterns and ways of doing that we have been categorized into in these past centuries. In our society, it's not so old that we are driven to do. right? And that gets us into the head. It gets us to think that purpose is to fulfill the ego, that there's a mission, an aim for the ego's benefit. Whereas when we're talking about purpose, we're talking about accessing that capital L love, the soul, the purpose, the calling that the mind has nothing to do with. And to actually experience that, I want to invite us into a meditation so that you can get out of the head and into the heart. That will allow you to experience the energy difference between operating from the mind purpose, like what a mind-oriented purpose can come from versus what a heart-oriented purpose can come from. I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you so much for your willingness to do this and to explore with me. So close the eyes if you're not driving and allow your whole body to relax. Notice if you are arriving in this moment with a lot on your mind. Notice if you are thinking about your to-do list or if you're wondering what this will be about. Just notice. And now we are going to shift the focus to the breath. Notice the in and out of the breath. And with each exhale, relax your shoulders, relax the space between the eyes, between the eyebrows, relax the jaw. And with each exhale, we are dropping out of that to-do list. We are dropping out of the go, go, go. And we are arriving right here in your body, right here in the now. Notice how you are able to relax your body just by listening to my voice right now, by focusing on your breath, by choosing to be here now. Notice the quality of the energy that you're in. Notice the heart beating. And I invite you to recognize whether you're still a bit agitated from your day. Notice if you are still in the mind thinking about what you need to do, or if you have been dropping into your heart. Just be aware. There's no judgment. And from this place, I invite you to name what that is for you. Am I in the heart or am I in the mind? Again, there's no judgment. There's no wrong way. Am I in the mind or am I in the heart? And make a conscious choice to go to one or the other. Being in the mind would be perhaps in overwhelm, thinking about that to-do list. And being in the heart would be not, and to be with the breath. To be calm. Now I purposefully invite you to come to that calm state where you imagine that you are showered. Like imagine there's really like a shower head above the head. You are being showered with calm energy. And we're going to ask a question to the heart. Just let the answer come through. Focus on your exhale. What do I need to know? What do I need to know? Or just what do I need? Start to breathe a little bit deeper. Thank your intuition and your heart for sharing that piece of wisdom with you. Very slowly come back to me. Maybe move your body and open your eyes. So right now you allowed a piece of your heart to connect with you. You allowed your heart to share with you what it needs, what it needs to know, just what it needs. And if I would have put a piece of paper in front of you with a pen, not doing this meditation, not calming down the whole body, chances are you would have start to write what you need based on what you have to do, based on the grocery list you have, based on the relationships you want to fix or the people you want to contact. Does that resonate with you? You're listening to the Be Happy Now show with your soul connection coach, Claudia Sam. And we just did a meditation to get out of the head and into the heart so that you can notice how the heart is always there to provide you with answers. When you calm down, when you get out of the fast go, go, go energy of the mind, and you start to access the leaning back, slow, calm energy of the heart. And that is how my purpose was revealed to me. This is how I want to actually talk about my beloved grandmother, because I had, and I still have, purposes and callings that have allowed me to arrive all the way here in this moment. They allowed me to do the work that I do until my mission was revealed to me when I was in this calm, heart-centered space. And I could tell you about the memories that I have of my beloved grandmother, Michelle, and of how much I miss her. But I want to tell you about how she's now fulfilling the mission she never really got to connect with. She lived trauma after trauma in her life and never had the proper support to make herself feel good enough, on purpose, and sane. Her father died when she was a newlywed, and her husband left her when my mother was 18 years old. Both those events triggered a personality disorder for which treatments included electroshocks, psych ward, and a lot of pills. She was labeled as crazy just because she needed mental health support, leading her to believe that something was wrong with her, questioning who she really was, why she was here on this planet, if this was happening to her. And without having any emotional support to help her heal the past, nor mindset support to help her shift negative to positive thoughts, nor body awareness support to handle the physical pain that the anxiety attacks would create in her body, there was no room to see any other possibilities to live life apart from being that woman who lost her father and husband. She would never talk about her father's passing, but she did talk about how wonderful he was. She would never talk about how good my grandfather was, but she would talk about how horrible it was that he left her. My grandmother, Michelle, was stuck in her past and in the stories. She was making them mean that she was not good enough, that she failed, and that she was lacking something in her life, that she was not whole nor complete as herself. Except she didn't take the opportunity to be fully honest with herself about all of this. And instead, she chose to lead a life in victimhood. That's all she knew how to do. She would tell my sister and I how pretty she used to be and how she used to always be out on the town and how her father was wonderful. But after the traumatic events, it's like she didn't exist outside of having us as grandchildren. She was even absent when my mother was very young because of postpartum depression. She left who she was in the past and didn't get the help she really needed to live a fulfilling life. Ever. She didn't know the extent of the possibilities for happiness that were available to her because they didn't exist in her world. And one thing I do know of my grandmother is that she was intuitive and she just didn't fully know how to use it without feeling judged. She never got to connect with her why, and instead she let life just pass by. When these words came to me, It was 6 years after her physical passing. And it was after having a really vivid dream of us hugging. I was crying in my dream. I didn't want to let her go. And I also see a pattern that I am also having a hard time letting her go for fear of never having a close encounter with her again. Except that's just impossible. She's always here and always shows up when I need her the most. She's inspiring the words that you're hearing, and she's fulfilling the mission she never really got to connect with. I feel empowered and honored to have her subconscious purpose be transferred over to me. I still feel sad and heartbroken in part when I let this aspect of her life story sink in. I am committed to making it my mission to support people who want a way out from being the victim, out from the past, and out from what's been stagnant and unfulfilling, and an unfulfilling life up until now. I am here to support those who are willing to be brave and to step into their whole potential, those who wish to learn how to let their inner light guide them towards a life where they no longer are stuck, where life no longer is happening to them, where life is no longer filled with problems and not enoughness, but instead is filled with hope, possibility, opportunity, intuition, self-love, purpose, and flow. I'm here to support people who are willing to access those five layers of themselves and start to embody all those five layers in everything they do so that they can operate from a place of being. There are many ways I do what I do, and it starts by being me in those five layers and living out this mission in my own life. If you are inspired by this story and would like to look into your realm of possibility for growth, then let's chat. Go to tuneinprogram.com and book a clarity call with me. How can you uncover your purpose is where we're at now. One thing I want to premise is that you are exactly where you need to be. Your past isn't wrong, and you didn't not do enough. You are enough. You did enough. You said enough. You are doing enough already. There's nothing to fix about who you are. And where you are is perfect as it is. Maybe it's fulfilling. Maybe it's not. Maybe your purpose was mind-driven, and that's okay. I worked in radio and media and events for many years, and I thought I was at the best place in my life until I burned out. I was so happy for a while. That was part of my path. And the most important thing is to know that to get to this point in my life where I feel on such soul level led purpose, I wouldn't have gotten to this calm, tuned in place if I didn't experience burnout. I wanted to share with you three steps to uncover your mission, so that it can support that ego mind to know where you're going, to have this mission instead of a calling, until the heart sends you the soul connected answer, until perhaps we get on a coaching call and you get to tune in and flex that soul connection muscle so that you can be your own inner guide. The step number one to uncover your mission, to support that ego mind so that you can be in the mission aspect of, like I just said, instead of the heart calling, is to gather the most defining memories that made you who you are, that connect you to this day. It can be ups, it can be downs. Just be specific about situations in your life that you remember that you were just kind of on your ex. Have you ever heard that? Like, oh, I'm on, that's probably a French expression, but now the translation might sound not the best, but it's when you feel in such alignment. Now, what I'm inviting you to write down and to remember about these most defining memories is the way you feel. What you did is important, but the way you felt and what it provided you in terms of experience is what we're looking for. And this will help you to move on to number two. The second step to uncover your mission to support that ego mind is to identify, well, the key feelings that come from those stories and to highlight those that lit you up. Those that made you smile, that make you feel good, that make you want to talk about it more. Like I have a story about when I was in elementary school and I organized all of the open house of the school. And I remember how proud I felt to draw the school plan and to tell everyone what their job was going to be. And I felt so proud. I was the presenter. I was the organizer of the event, and organizing events has been my life. And presenting is what I do now, and teaching and coaching and being a manager of a business too. So these were the feelings that I had were empowerment, for example. Now I want to respect your time for being here. And so the number three, the third step to uncover your mission is to make your why statement. I'm here to fill in the blank so that fill in the blank. For example, these are some mission statements, purpose mission statements from my clients. I am here to be part of and tend to a diverse community of purpose-driven individuals that want to belong. I am on this earth to stimulate authentic and meaningful human connections so that we, the human race, can lead and influence with positivity, creativity, and self-confidence to accomplish what our heart desires. Another example from another client is, I am here to empower women whose life experience has left them feeling overwhelmed, confused, drained, and stuck to develop renewed self-worth, emotional balance, strength, and security. Wow. My question for you is, are you willing to get out of the fast-paced, go, 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 agenda, ego-filling overwhelm so that you can listen to your heart more? So that your calling can be revealed to you from within. To live at the soul level in alignment with your heart-centered purpose, I invite you to flex your soul connection muscle. I invite you to do that regularly, to make self-care your lifestyle so that you can hear more of what the heart wants to say. To just close the eyes and tune in to the breath regularly. And if you want to do that with regular daily pocket coaching, I invite you to join my Soul Connector Circle. When you hear about SCC through this show, you get 50% off of your first month. Just use the code RADIO50. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com to hop on board to our community. I'm so grateful to have had you here. Thank you so much. You have everything you already need within you. You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at claudiasamcoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.